Olivia Chow makes history as Toronto's first Asian-Canadian mayor. In a groundbreaking turn of events, Olivia Chow shattered the glass ceiling to become the first Asian-Canadian person to lead the city of Toronto. Moreover, her victory marks the first time in over 200 years that a person of color, William Peyton Hubbard, has held this prestigious position. Despite facing strong contenders, Chow emerged victorious, in a closely fought mayoral race, defying initial poll predictions. As she assumes her new role, Chow is now faced with numerous challenges that demand urgent attention and innovative solutions. The mayoral race showcased a remarkable clash of political ideologies and aspirations. Anna Bailao, backed by the endorsement of former Mayor John Tory and numerous unions, presented a formidable challenge to Chow's campaign. In a surprising turn of events, Chow secured a hard-fought victory, albeit with a slim margin of approximately 35,000 votes. This outcome defied initial expectations, as polls had projected a decisive win for Chow. The race demonstrated the tenacity and determination of the candidates involved, with Chloe Brown making significant strides in city politics, placing ahead of several prominent politicians. While the victory was a cause for celebration, it is important to acknowledge the disappointment surrounding Mitzi Hunter's performance. Hunter, a respected figure in Ontario politics, failed to secure a spot within the top five positions. Despite her well-developed campaign and a fully costed plan for the city, Hunter struggled to connect with the population effectively. Her defeat serves as a reminder that messaging and connection with constituents are critical factors in electoral success. Josh Matlow, another contender in the race, ran a commendable campaign but failed to gain significant traction. Although his voice resonated with certain segments of the population, it did not translate into electoral support. Matlow's return to his role as a councillor will undoubtedly bring valuable perspectives and insights to city governance. Throughout the election, candidates voiced their concerns about the direction of Toronto. One notable sentiment echoed by Chloe Brown was a desire to end the city's transformation into a mere tourist attraction for the wealthy, while the working class suffered from declining services. Brown's emphasis on advocating for the working class and enhancing residents' quality of life resonated with many. Her performance, despite finishing sixth, signaled a growing demand for change and a focus on socioeconomic equality. The election featured a diverse range of Black candidates, including Claudette Beals, Selena Caesar-Chavan, Kevin Clark, Rob Davis, Naya Singh, Mark Saunders, and Jody Williams. However, their campaigns failed to make a substantial impact on the overall outcome. It is essential to reflect on the systemic barriers that candidates from marginalized communities often face when trying to gain political traction. Despite their limited success in this election, their participation was a step toward a more inclusive political landscape. As Olivia Chow assumes the role of Toronto's mayor, she is confronted with a myriad of pressing issues. Housing, taxes, the TTC, Toronto Transit Commission, traffic congestion. While a staggering $1.5 billion deficit loom large on her agenda, these problems demand innovative solutions and a collaborative approach to ensure a prosperous and equitable future for Toronto's diverse population. Chow's experience, coupled with her historic victory, positions her to tackle these challenges head-on. Olivia Chow's groundbreaking victory as Toronto's first Asian-Canadian mayor is a significant milestone in the city's history. Her triumph symbolizes progress and inclusivity, signaling a broader shift toward a more diverse and representative political landscape. However, as the new mayor, Chow faces an array of complex issues that demand her immediate attention. Toronto looks to her leadership and vision as she navigates these challenges.